Okay, then maybe it's too dead. Maybe the man in the Cadillac got the Italians. Reacher shook his head. More likely the other way around. The man in the Cadillac will get picked off very easily, because he's alone, and because he's new up here. This terrain is very weird. It takes some getting used to. The Italians have been here longer than him. In fact, they've been here longer than me, and I feel like I've been here forever. The doctor's wife said,
I don't see how this is a gang war at all. Why would a criminal in Las Vegas, or wherever, just step aside because two of his men got hurt in Nebraska?
Reacher said, the two at the motel got more than hurt.
You know what I mean?
Think about it, Reacher said. Suppose the big guy is at home, in Vegas, taking it easy by the pool, smoking a cigar, and his supplier calls him up and says he's cutting him out of the chain. What does the big guy do? He sends his boys over, that's what. But his boys just got beat, so he's bankrupt now. He's fresh out of threats. He's powerless. It's over for him.
He must have more boys.
They all have more boys. They can choose to fight 2-on-2, or 10-on-10, or 20-on-20, and there's always a winner and there's always a loser. They accept the referee's decision and they move on. They're like rutting stags. It's in their DNA.
So what kind of gangs are they?
The usual kind. The kind that makes big money out of something illegal.
What kind of something?
I don't know. But it's not gambling debts. It's not something theoretical on paper. It's something real. Something physical, with weight and dimensions. It has to be. That's what the Duncans do. They run a transportation company. So they're trucking something in, and it's getting passed along from A to B to C to D.
Drugs?
I don't think so. You don't need to truck drugs south to Vegas. You can get them direct from Mexico or South America or California.
Drug money, then, to be laundered in the casinos from the big cities in the east, maybe coming through Chicago.
Possible, Reacher said. Certainly it's something very valuable, which is why they're all in such an uproar. It has to be the kind of thing where you smile and rub your hands when you see it rolling in through the gate. And it's late now, possibly, which is why there are so many boots on the ground up here. They're all anxious. They all want to see it arrive because it's physical and valuable. They all want to put their hands on it and babysit their share. But first of all, they want to help bust up the logjam.
Which is what?
Me, I think. Either the Duncans are late for some other reason and they're using me as an excuse, or this is something a stranger absolutely can't be allowed to see. Maybe the area has to be sanitized before it can come in. Have you ever been told to stay away from anywhere for periods of time?
Not really.
Have you ever seen any weird stuff arrive? Any big unexplained vehicles?
We see Duncan trucks all the time. Not so much in the winter.
I heard the harvest trucks are all in Ohio.
They are. Nothing more than vans here now.
Reacher nodded. One of which was missing from the depot. 3 spaces, 2 vans. So what kind of a thing is valuable and fits in a van? Jacob Duncan saw that Roberto Cassano's mind had been changed once and for all by the dead man in the Cadillac's trunk. Mancini's, too. Now they both accepted that Reacher was a genuine threat. How else could they react? The dead man had no marks on him. None at all. So what had Reacher done to him? Frightened him to death? Jacob could see both Cassano and Mancini thinking about it. So he waited patiently, and eventually Cassano looked across the table at him and said,
I apologize. Most sincerely.
Jacob looked back and said,
For what, sir? For before. For not taking you seriously about Reacher. Your apology is accepted. Thank you.
But the situation remains the same, Jacob said. Reacher is still a problem. He's still on the loose,
and nothing can happen until he's accounted for. We have 3 men looking for him. They'll work all night and all day, if necessary, just as long as it takes. Because we don't want Mr. Rossi to feel we're in any way the junior partner in this new relationship. That's very important to us, Pisano said. We should go out, too. All of us? I meant me and Mancini. Indeed, Jacob Duncan said. Perhaps you should. Perhaps we should turn the whole thing into a competition. Perhaps the prize should be to speak first when we sit down to renegotiate the profit share. There are more of you than us. But you are professionals. You know the neighborhood. You want a fairer fight? Very well. We'll send our 3 boys home to bed, and I'll send my son out in their place. Alone. That's 1 against 2. As long as it takes, may the best man win. To the victor, the spoils, and so on and so forth. Shall I do that? I don't care, Cassano said. Do whatever you want. We'll beat all of you, however many you put out there. He drained his glass and set it back on the table and stood up with Mancini. They walked out together through the back door to their car, which was still parked in the field on the other side of the fence. Jacob Duncan watched them go, and then he sat back in his chair and relaxed. They would waste some long and fruitless hours, and then, all in good time, Reacher would be revealed, and Rossi would take the small subliminal hit, and the playing field would tilt, just a little, but enough. Jacob smiled. Success, triumph, and vindication, subtlety, and finesse. The road outside the dining room window stayed dark. Nothing moved on it. The 2 Cornhusker vehicles were still parked on the shoulder beyond the fence. One was an SUV and one was a pickup truck. Both looked cold and inert. Overhead, the moon came and went, first shining faintly through thin clouds, and then disappearing completely behind thicker layers. The doctor said,
I don't like just sitting here.
So don't, Reacher said. Go to bed. Take a nap.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. I'm waiting for daylight.
Why?
Because you don't have street lights here.
You're going out?
Eventually.
Why?
Places to go. Things to see.
One of us should stay awake to keep an eye on things.
I'll do that.
You must be tired.
I'll be okay. You guys go get some rest.